Good evening. Welcome to Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do it with a bedtime story. The way it works is the podcast creates a safe place where you can put aside your thoughts, worries, concerns, goals, dreams, fantasies, whatever. Stop thinking, I'm going to do it for you. The podcast is going to distract you from those things and let you slowly drift off into dreamland. All you have to do is get in bed, pull up the covers, for God's sake, brush your teeth first, turn out the lights, and press play. For show notes or older episodes, you can go to our website, www.sleepwithmepodcast.com, or iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you consume your podcasts. Feedback at sleepwithmepodcast.com or on Twitter at Dearest Scooter. And I have a few thank yous to give out. Tabor Ape Man, who had reviewed us, or Tabor Ape Man. He had reviewed us a couple podcasts ago, and he let me know that his username is based on a show called Ape Man that I'm going to check out. It was a Japanese cartoon from the 60s and a precursor to RoboCop. Ape Man, if anybody else wants to check it out. And Tobor is robot backwards, which if I was trapped in a pit of snakes and the only way I had to figure it out was like, oh, what is this screen name, Tobor? I wouldn't have been able to figure it out it's a robot because I'm an idiot. Or maybe not an idiot, I'm just not bright. Other shout-outs, I want to say hi to Lola Del Rio in Oakland. Lola's been giving us some love on Twitter, and I appreciate that. Also, Samuel Pastimer and Slim gave us new reviews on iTunes. Thank you so much for taking the time to give us the reviews. Every time each one of you do it, it helps somebody else discover the podcast that can't sleep. So, first of all, thank you for listening. Those of you that think of us and give us reviews, thank you. Those of you that don't, trust me, I can relate. This run, I'm terrible at this kind of stuff, so I'm a hypocrite. I'll put it out there. Your podcast, her podcast maker is a hypocrite. If that's going to break us up, I'm sorry. But yeah, this run program constantly asks me to review it. But it doesn't really make sense. I mean, I'm running. So what am I, like, are you kidding me, bro? You want me to stop? And anyway, let's get off of my high horse and on to our story tonight. We're back with another episode of Get Bessos, the tale of Richard Warren Sears and James Cash Penny's escape from purgatory and return to Earth and a quest for vengeance against Jeff Bezos, founder of Amazon.com, and the man who they feel crushed their retail empires. Older episodes you can find at www.sleepwithmepodcast.com/GetBessos, GetBessos. When we last left off, James Cashpenny was in a pickle with Mother Nature and Miss Bessos. But I think it's time to catch with our buddy, RW, and see what's going on with him, because the last time we saw him, he was with a man who may or may not have been saved. So let's check in on another episode of Get Bessos. Hiya! I love doing that. Hiya! Get Bessos. Hiya! I wish it was actually a horse-related show, because then it would actually make sense that I was going hiya, or like a hero that was Indiana Jones-like. But, you know, it's just I just like doing it. So, after that little interlude there, we're back with another episode of Get Bessos. Hiya! So as we open, Richard Warren Sears and this man in the black hat, Big Bad Wolf, as he calls himself, are walking down the street towards a park where Richard Warren had told the police and the press that they could find Jeff Bezos in a babushka. And they're just chatting. Let's just sneak right up and listen in.
Richard Warren Sears. My, where are we walking to anyway? I'm not a big walker. You might imagine, where I'm from, it gets mighty hot, and I don't, you know, don't worry about it, I gotta run a little, You ain't running any errands. Your errand running days are over. No, actually, I do have to, it's important, so you're, trying to scare me, eh? With your, big bad, wolf thing about, are you, from hell? Are you, the devil, or are you just some, idiot?
Wait, call me an idiot, well, Mr. Rip, make a man angry. You can make a man angry, and I'm liable to not be a gentleman, but that's not normally my ways are.
You're a gentleman? You're from hell. You're the gentleman from hell? The gentleman from hell? What can I, do we have a bid for?
I don't go to all, hey, why?
Where is my friend?
What do you mean? Where's your friend? That's why I'm here, is to speak to you about your friend, James Cash Penny, and tell you the consequences if you don't reveal to me his location. And,
where is my buddy Jason? He's my best friend. If no, nobody here to find this out. You and what do you mean you don't know where, why are you asking me? You're supposed to be, aren't you like omniscient or something? Friggin', what do they got in that you don't have?
You must not understand me. I'm gonna ask you again kindly. I know this is a game you human folk play. I need to know where James Cash Penny is and what the three been up to, or I'm about to lose my cool. And the kind of thing, I mean, have a look at me, son. I'm about 6 inches tall. I'm liable. I'll just take you right down to the worst place you cannot possibly.
Okay. How could you possibly not know? You're the deceiver. I know your game. I mean, you're the deceiver, the tempter, the seducer, whatever. You're here to make me do something. I've already done. I've made all the mistakes I can possibly make. I don't even know if I lost. You know, I'm ready to account for my actions. So, whatever the price I gotta pay for screwing up and pulling out. I take responsibility. James is an innocent man, and you're an idiot. So we'll just let's get to a deal. What do you want?
Well. I'm glad you don't beep around the bush, Mr. R.W. Richard. Can I call you Richard? Richie? How about that? Nah, Richie don't sound. R.W. sounds nice. I need your help finding your friend. And your other friend, your boss, Mr. Gorebelly. And I know the three of you are in cahoots. And yes, you're going to have an accounting, but I need all three before I can make an accounting for your actions.
Why should I? You're trying to negotiate for me, but if you're here, I'm obviously in the position of power because you're asking me the questions, right?
Listen, man. I'm the devil. I'm from hell, and I can make things very uncomfortable for you forever. So why are you messing with me? Just tell me where your friend is.
Well, why would I tell you? If you don't know where he is, what are you going to do, kill me? Send me to, the chance of me going to hell, are you going to make it worse?
Well, that's entirely possible. Or I could, I could hurt somebody you care about.
Well, most people I care about are, they're not in hell or purgatory, so, the only other person I care about you can't seem to find, Mr.,
Okay, listen.
Oh, wait a second, you're the deceiver. You're trying to mess with me. You already have, James. And you're trying some sort of trick. Well, you don't need to trick me. Maybe not. You're confusing me, Satan.
Well, I'm not technically Satan, but I am in the air. Oh, yeah, Satan's good. I just need to know why can't we work together here?
Well, give me my...
You don't know where your buddy is, really? Really?
You don't know? You don't know where my buddy is?
When the power went out, I just don't know what to do. The whole power, when we got, with the power, your buddy left and the power went out, and I need to know where he is so I can figure out what you guys did.
Power? What are you talking about? The power went out.
Wait, you don't know you and James, Cat, you're not trying to trick me? You're not trying to deceive the deceiver, are you?
No. Obviously, I don't need to, because you're, as I've said, a nincompoop and a moron or whatever.
Okay, so your buddy, he left hell, and then the power went out.
Well, the power went in and out in hell. That doesn't, as you don't have a...
Yeah, I know. I have no idea what happened. It's never happened before, and I've been down there running things for quite a long time. So, yeah, it's bad. It's a bad, bad thing. And I know. Okay, here, I'll tell you the truth. Okay, I was lying about needing your help. I was just trying to catch you guys so I could, you know, mess with you and then, you know, get to Gorebelly. I know he's like your boss, and I figured.
So you were lying to me about needing my help.
Well, I was lying at first. Now I really do need your help.
Okay. I still don't get it if you're supposed to be Satan.
Well, I was kind of lying about that, too. Like, technically, you know, your human mind. Wait, you're not human anymore, but you haven't gotten any kind of all-compassing knowledge yet. So your mind's limited. So you know that you have this idea of one Satan. There's not one Satan. I'm like the manager of hell, basically. I run things down there. You know, I've been trying to work on stuff. I'm not in communication with, you know, any of the higher powers, but I'm trying to make the, you know, I try to predict what they would want. I'm trying to get out of there, you know, just like, I mean, they say eternity, but, you know, I don't want to be there. So anyway, aside from that, yeah, so I was a little bit lying that I'm not the devil or Satan as you know him, because that's just a construction of your mind. Just like, so, but the bad news is it powers out in hell. And what that means is that, like, this is just tough because you're my, like, let's see, I make up some stuff, but it's kind of true so that you can accept it. Like, hell is actually, you know, when they talk about the whole stuff, hell really is down below you. Like, close to Earth's core, there's this rift stuff that's, you know, we can't explain it, but that's where hell is down there, close to Earth's core. And that's why it's so hot, you know. This is hot. And there's lava and fire stuff. That's real. And we also depend on the Earth's core for a lot of the energy. We have, like, a spiritual type energy and then the lava heat energy. So, how could you turn out the power? I don't know. But there's been a couple red flags we've been seeing recently. And we just saw it was, like, changing the population. We had this huge spike, and then things dropped off. And,
okay, buddy, you're losing me. You're going to get fired. I got to get God or the devil on the phone here, because they got this guy running hell. He doesn't know what he's doing, and that's you.
I couldn't tell you what I'd love to do more than lose my job. It's a bit of a punishment. It was a little mix-up with where my loyalties lied about 7,000 years ago. But, and pride before the fall, as they say. But, okay, so listen, buddy. These people around here, what's with all the gathering and the TV truck?
Oh, well, don't worry about it. I can take care of that in 1 minute.
Well, so, thing is, so hell is, is within the earth, okay? Now, when the power goes out, theoretically, real bad stuff's going to happen. I mean, I don't know how long. I don't have, like, a cell phone back to hell because the power's out, so I couldn't have charged it. But technically, this is all theoretics. Explain it. I'm constructs, I guess, whatever words you. But, so, people are going to start leaking out of there and coming here. And these are places that I'm at to intermix, you know, because you're escapee, which is unheard of to begin with until ever since that. But, you know, this is all new stuff. There's no training manual down there. You know, you might think, oh, it's all pretty. Oh, God, everything's clear. It's not. It's just like here when you try to figure stuff out. You're like, should I believe this or should I believe that? Or, well, that doesn't make sense, but I'm going to believe it because it makes me feel safe or whatever. But
okay, can you focus again? I don't know who interviewed you, but you are not a good God. And I mean, bow. I wish I didn't. Good gracious. What is going to happen here?
Okay, well, first, you know, it's funny because these people down here, these people here, they're obsessed with these zombies. But that's really what's going to happen first thing. It could be, you know, people are going to die. They're going to have anywhere to go. But the bodies are going to decompose. I mean, this body, once the body stops working, it starts to decompose. You know, Mother Nature's going to reclaim what is hers. But inside, the drive for life, lust for life, whatever soul, whatever you want to call it, whatever, however you can wrap your head around it, that's still kind of stuck in there because it can't go. It's going to gum up the works, and that's going to be zombies. And these people, I don't know, they're swift. This Kirkman character I've read. And there's a lot of other good guys out there doing zombie-type stuff, but they're going to what the zombies really do try to feed on the souls of the living. They need that energy or something. I can't get into it. It's way too complicated, but that's going to be the first thing that's probably already going to be going on in a minute because people are dying and they got nowhere to go.
Well, what about having them?
Yeah, it's a whole system, brother. I can't lay it out for you right now, but all I can tell you is that's just the start of it. We're talking like Judgment Day stuff, but no one's playing it. I mean, I didn't get any memo that it's Judgment Day, and what, you know, hell on earth. That you heard that term? I don't know, man. That's why I need your help. We gotta get your buddy because when he left, that's when the power went out. And I can tell you that I know this Gorebelly. I've been trying to keep track on him because he's been doing stuff. And I should have listened. This other guy, that damn Virgil stopped by, and he was telling me about this Gorebelly. And he's crazy, man. I told you, but he was telling me all this stuff about what if there was a secondary hell and the manpower. When he was looking, we were going over the census numbers down, and I was like, nah, people are just, you know, maybe people. I was just not tuned in, man. One decade I missed. And so there could be, I don't know, Gorebelly could have his whole army of, like, souls or something. I don't know.
Oh, my Lord. Oh, what? Oh, I mean, being in hell with you would make it a lot worse. Okay. And then if I knew that I was, like, a servant, if I was in one of your minions, I would, oh, man, if you need to get me, just,
all right, I'll put that down. That's a heck of a good idea. But so I'm running things. That's not, as of right now, I'm kind of stuck here is the other thing, because with the power out, I'm the only one that had the power to get out because I have, you know, more power than everybody else, but I'm not going to be able to get right back in there either to see what's going on exactly, and, so I need your help. We got to find your buddy.
Okay. And you're not, are you lying to me now at all?
Probably. I mean, I'm a devil. I mean, in some sense. as you understand it, I am. And, yes, I mean, I might even be lying, and I know it. From what you're telling me, I guess I missed some stuff, some red... I guess I'm not as on the ball as I thought I was. I'm getting rusty with all that time down there, so...
All right. Well, how are we going to find James? Oh, boy. So we got to find James. And then what?
Well, once we find James, I could ask him. Well, he was with Gorbel, right? As far as I could tell, they fell through a rift of hell together, and then they just vanished, right? So, maybe your buddy is, like, up to no good with this Gorbel fella.
What are you doing? Don't accuse my best friend of anything, you rat. Son of a gun. Rabba.
Okay, well, take it easy, boss. Take it easy. Now...
I'm having a lot of trouble buying all this. I mean, you got a whole history, I mean, my whole lifetime. I mean, I was confused when I got to Purgatory, believe me. Was not what I expected. But in a whole lifetime of living, and then a whole boring existence in Purgatory, this isn't, and even when my visit to hell... But with you, I mean, I'm confused.
So like I said, it's not meant for... This isn't meant for your human minds to understand. I'm only scratching the surface here. And obviously, I'm not omnipotent. So I don't know everything's going on, you know? I'm not the brightest Biden, you know? I'm just running, you know, I'm good at... coming up with bad things for people. I'm good at I used to write a lot of limericks when I was a living man, and so I liked, you know, puns. So I like to say, hey, you know, you liked eating a lot of spaghetti.
And eating spaghetti is a...
No, I'm just using an example.
Okay, can we cut it? Why don't we just call God in?
Okay, you're not getting it. I don't know God's enough. I mean, whew. Listen, okay, I'm going to lay it on you the best I can. It's not going to make any sense because you don't understand already. But so your mind creates all this stuff to try to understand it, you know, like we're talking, and I'm in this body and everything. So, you know, when you're alive and even when you're in transition, kind of like you're trying to understand stuff. But once you start believing in it, it kind of makes it come. If enough people believe in something, it's real. I can explain.
So if enough people believe that God is a belly dancing clown,
I'm trying to explain it in a way you understand, but you don't understand it, right? But, so see, you're saying I'm dumb. You're just overthinking it, buddy. Listen. All I can tell you is bad stuff's going to happen. Do you care about people that are alive now? That Swedish girl's waving at you there. There's two Swedish girls. They're coming up. Okay, we can't talk about it. I'm your just buddy. My name's, Willie. Call me Willie.
Hey,
Guten Tag and Volker. I must say, hi, Volker. You got deaf at that goes one on.
Oh, yeah, you're at the hostel, you do,
my friend here, Koto Shantong, hang on,
you point at the press and stuff, don't worry, I'm gonna do something. It doesn't matter, Willie here,
How you doing? How you doing? You from, where you from? From one of those, good night. My friend here, she says something to her.
Your friend, is there something? Oh, no.
And then all of a sudden, her friend pulls out a gun because her friend is Jeff Bezos, dressed as a Swedish woman now with fake ponytail. Don't ask. Dressed as a Swedish woman with a fake pigtail, blonde pigtails. Hey, RW, who's this guy? Is this like some reporter or something? I'm Willie. Nice to meet you. What's your name? I'm
I'm a Swedish woman with a gun because this guy is the jerk.
Calm it down, Jeff. All right, this is Willie. You don't, he's not a reporter or anything. Calm it down, Jeff. He's,
I'm not a reporter. I'm here, with a business proposal for Mr., you're probably selling me out to, sure, I'm supposed to believe he's a reporter. I started thinking about stuff, and Danica and I, this is Danica.
Guten Tag, I'm Fokker,
Yeah, we were talking, and you really did try to screw me. Are you some kind of devil man? Like, you've been stalking me, and then you tried to ruin my business, and you did ruin my business, you ruined my life. You probably put some poison in my eyes. And then the whole thing with the sticks. You're the worst man alive. I can't believe you. I can't believe you. You're a jerk.
I am, but you're making a scene now, so you need to calm down. This is my girlfriend. She's out of control because she's from Sweden. And calm down because the press people are starting to look over here. And you better hide that gun. Wait, that's your shoe. That's a woman's shoe.
Those are my shoes. My shoe. Give it back, please.
Calm it down, Jeff, okay? I got bigger problems than... at least you look kind of like a Swedish fish as dressed as a woman.
Thanks. You ruined me, and you ruined me on purpose. How can you live with yourself? I mean, I'm going to restart here with Danica or someone else that sees me for who I am. And I wish I had a gun so I could kill you. Well, you see, this man's not alive, so...
Would you shut up, you idiot?
Not alive? What do you mean, not alive? Well, this here's Rich Warren Sears. Richard Warren Sears, R.W., you called him R.W., you must know he's R.W. Sears, right? He came out to you, right? He came out to you? He came out to me? You're like a stalker, and you're in love with me? And you're pretending to be Richard? This is so... And then who's this southern gentleman you're with? This is weird, man. Weird.
No. He's not stalking you for sexual purposes. I believe I can explain it to you. Could you shut up?
You've been enough huffing and puffing, and we need to get to work here, so I got to get to the point.
Well, you're not good at getting to
it. Yeah. Anyway, he is Richard Warren Sears. He was up in purgatory, and what happened was he paid a man. I'm not sure what he paid him in. Oh, wait, he paid him to do favors for him, to get out of purgatory, to come ruin your life, Mr. Bissos. And... the man he's working for actually trying to take over hell. It's the strangest thing, or do something strange down in hell. And I know that because I work down there in hell. Matter of fact, I'm a manager. I've been very inspired by some of the work you've been doing up here, to be honest with you, with the logistics and the shipping. And we've been working on some modeling. And we had this guy down here. He was great, Fred Sprague. But then somebody kidnapped him out of hell. Somebody worse, okay, so then, oh my goodness, you're still fucking with me, right? This is all, you're not just satisfied to ruin me, you're trying to drive me crazy, because after you tried to ruin me, and then I was, like, still optimistic about restarting my life, now you just want to drive me crazy, so I have some kind of nervous breakdown, and then you're going to 5150 me, and, you know, my aunt Angela just already tried to do that twice to me, and try to take over the company, and now... I listen on the chair. I'm having
a noise. I'm gonna go breathe my bosom. Breathe my bosom. Put your head to Kotosh bosom. Breathe my bosom.
Okay. Well, can you not do that here? Because it looks like some sort of sex.
Now let me just finish up my point. So I didn't get to the worst part is that this guy triggered some sort of power outage in hell. Which means, now you're not going crazy, but you will go crazy when you see the aftermath of all this. So we've got to get ourselves out to find James Cash Penny, another person that escaped from purgatory. To be honest, Mr. Bezos, we got to track this James Cash penny down. I don't know if there's any resources. I know you're freaking out with those beautiful bosoms you're breathing into. But, by the way, hey, I'm just kidding there. I used to write puns when I was alive. You know, and now I think of inventive ways to torture people in hell. It's funny, huh? I wonder, you know, you'd be qualified for... You know,
all right, okay. Jeff, I know you're mad. And I take full... I will be punished for eternity for what I've done to you. And I want to make it right somehow, but I don't know what to do. But we got to find my buddy James, because, like, what the stuff he said about hell is real. And there's going to be zombies, which I'm not even sure. He kind of... Some sort of zombie people and dead bodies eating people, or I don't even know.
What's got the fish? That was based on... That was an idea stolen from Swedish. With all good ideas you Americans have, TV, movies, you steal from our people and say... You just steal your ideas and say, oh, we got this great idea for a vampire little girl. She trapped us. So you steal from us in our part of the world. You uncreative, you American dirtbags.
Okay. Jeff, can you ditch this Danica? Because we got a lot of work.
Yeah, Danica, I'm breathing so much better now. You are like a rose, Danica. And every rose, I'll get your number, okay? You go back to the hostel. I'll come back to the hostel. You stay there. Here's $40. You could stay there all week. I'll be back. I'll come visit you. Okay. Well, kissy, kissy. Oh, yeah, we do the kiss.
Okay, focus, Jeff. I know you're restarting your life here, but we don't need to have kids today. Because there's not going to be a world to have kids.
Okay, well, where would your buddy, where was your buddy R.W. last? Last time he was there, he was in hell, and then the power went.
Okay. You talked about your Aunt 50. He was in love with Miss Bezos, and I thought that was your wife or your fiance or something strange, because you're strange. That was your aunt, huh?
Yeah, this is my aunt.
Okay, well, James in love with him.
Okay. Well, I got that girl. I have Danica's phone.
So maybe he's with Miss Bezos.
Well, she's froze me out of the... She took over the company. She froze me out.
Okay, well, you got any... Okay, I'll call
Lukey. He's remember him? Remember Lukey? He was part of the... He's part of... The, so, Luke, it's Jeff. Luke, stop shouting. No, it's really Jeff. No, I'm not a part of the eco-terrorist group. No, of course I love whales. Okay, Lukey, calm down. No, I didn't abandon... No, I haven't lost my mind. I do not need to be 5150'd. No, this is not an episode. Lukey, listen. Okay. I need to know something. No, I didn't need to know that. You should probably go to the doctor and have him look at that. Lukey, did that guy, Larry Ibex, show up at the headquarters? Is he with Angela? He was... Lukey, I need to know if you've seen that guy, Larry Ibex, at all. Okay, Angela fired you, I know. Larry Ibex, okay. So he's at, okay. All right. What do you mean, have I checked my email? No, let me log it on this phone. Okay, bye, Lukey. No, don't worry. Well, I don't know if they'll have to do a catheter. Just go to some urgent care. Lukey, bye. Okay, he's at Amazon headquarters with Angela.
All right, we gotta get there now. Devil, you got a ride?
Well, as a matter of fact, I don't, but I'm quite good at it. I'll steal some car. I'll be right back. Okay, he said something about an email. Okay, hold on. Here it is. It's an email from Hans Zimmer Gorbelly. Have you ever heard of this guy?
Oh, boy. An email. Could you check to see if you got any emails from me? Because I sent you
Okay, do you want me to check now? Because Luke, you said this is some crazy email about the end of the world.
Okay, better read that one.
Okay, it says, it's like to like the, wow, I didn't even know there was an email list of the richest people in the world, but, so this guy's offer, he said there's an impending apocalypse, and he's offering an escape from death and the apocalypse. Ooh, huh, he said the sum will be disclosed.
Oh, okay, well, wait, so there's an email list of rich people?
Apparently, I don't know, I don't know how I got it. It's probably somebody over at it's probably some leak from Google or Moogle or whatever. Oh. But yeah, so...
Okay, we need to get to the headquarters and take this shit down. We need to get to James and find out. Oh, boy, this is holy crazy. We need to get to James, and then a car pulls up.
A news van just peels out, skids right in front of the guys. Door slides open.
All right, boys, get on in. It's time to ride.
And RW jumps in the front seat, and then Jeff, right as he's about to jump in, his hat had his little Swedish coverall hat falls off, and the press turns, and they start taking pictures, and the van peels out. And that's where we're going to leave it tonight, because that's the end of this part of the story. But we're going to catch up. I don't know if the guys are going to make it. I don't know how much this can be relied on as fact if you're kind of worried about the afterlife or your religious beliefs or your cultural beliefs or your mythological beliefs or whatever, because this is just a story. And this guy, if this guy is from hell, he's probably not telling the truth about any of it. So I wouldn't let it, you know, disrupt how you deal with the world on a daily basis. This is just a crazy person telling a crazy story. I also hope it didn't keep you up, because there's really nothing to worry about, except for the fact about this mailing list for, like, the top 0.5% or 0.05%. I don't even know, because they didn't really say. But that's kind of disturbing, right? Like, they would get an email. There's, like, that's like that whole Cross and Bones, Bilderberger, Illuminati stuff, which I didn't think was real. I thought only crazy people believed in it, but now I'm finding out that there might be some email list. It might not be. It was for marketing, though. So who sold? Can you imagine if you had that email list, how much we could sell it for? It's like, oh, yeah, I got all the emails of all the rich people. Like, I'll sell it to you for $8 billion. Their email that they actually check, because obviously the email address that RW sent the email to Bezos, he never got those emails because he probably has an account for crazy people that he doesn't check, that some assistant to an assistant to an assistant checks. So, yeah, and it's strange that this nincompoop boob is running hell, and that it's like that there's this kind of hierarchy that I thought, I was under the impression, I've had different impressions of what's going on in hell, but that, well, it doesn't matter. You know, you're asleep. I'm not asleep. You know, get some rest, stay asleep. And thanks for listening if you're still up. Or those of you that listen and fall asleep and then wake up and fall asleep, I hope I stretch this out enough so that you fell asleep twice. Or that you're ready to. If not, try to count the workers in this alternative gore belly hell. They're all sitting around. Just go ahead and start counting them. All right? Night.